This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You know the drill. There's a dress or maybe a sport coat, I don't know, that you absolutely have to have, but you're not quite willing to pay the price. So you wait till it goes on sale, or better yet, to the outlets. We saw a report the other day that a lot of traditionally more upscale chains like Saks and Nordstrom now have the majority of their stores in outlet malls, Nordstrom Rack, for instance. People do turn to outlets in the lean years, we know that. But what happens to those businesses long term? Nancy Kane from the Harvard Business School is going to help us figure that out. Nancy, it's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
This is, it seems to me, the classic model of expanding the customer base, right? Taking these high-end stores and going the outlet route?
Yes, I think it's partly about expanding, you know, potential shoppers. I think it's about some other things, too, though. They're really important. One is, remember, a lot of these high-end retailers got hammered in 2008 and early 2009. So there's a little, I think, of the best defense is a good fast offense.
Yeah.
They also offer a power of scale. So they can buy in larger batches if they have more places, right, to sell it. So all those things help them.
I get all that, but isn't there a problem of cannibalization? If I can see something at Nordstrom, and if I wait 6 weeks and it winds up at Nordstrom Rack at 40% off,
yep.
Aren't I, you know, sort of taking money out of Nordstrom's pockets, as much sense as that makes?
Yes, at first blush you are, and that's a danger. But remember, most of these outlets are located at least 60 miles from a Nordstrom store or a Saks store or a J.Crew.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a lot of driving and it's a lot of time and planning and inconvenience for our hunting, gathering customer.
Yeah, but the American shopper, as you have told me in the past, is a bargain hunter, man. And 60 miles ain't bupkis to drive for a good deal.
That's right. And I think part of what these folks are doing is saying that even some of our high-end customers want the thrill of victory of grabbing the great bargain. Huh. There is this whole new ethos about, look what I got for 40% off.
Right, right.
And I think part of this is a response to even very, very wealthy customers. I just noticed that this week, Nordstrom's announced it's going to be the first clothing retailer in some West Palm Beach new outlet mall, right?
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
not about finding like, you know, a middle class or a lower
right.
middle class consumer. That's about these rich women want hunting and gathering and victories too.
That's too funny. Talk to me for a second about competition for the Nordstrom Racks and the J.Crew outlets and stuff. Is it Zara and H&M and all of them?
Yeah, it's Zara, it's H&M, it's Guess, it's The Gap. It's everybody is in this game now. There is now, interestingly enough, in this new frontier, this lower-priced frontier with, by the way, much lower-cost merchandising and more crowded dressing rooms, et cetera,
exactly,
that cost
right.
less to service,
yep.
there is now like a new kind of white-hot competition. And P.S., they're all clustered together. So now you go to the outlet strip and you spend a day, right, and lots of gas getting there.
Which is either nirvana or nightmare. First of all.
Absolutely. No moderate middle.
Right. Exactly. But then doesn't this space, just looking at it from the business perspective, doesn't this space get very, very crowded and thus that much more difficult to compete in and margins go down and you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, right. And probably it becomes like so many fields of competition. Think about smartphone manufacturing right,
yeah, right
now. It becomes, in some sense, a race to the bottom. It's not there yet, but I think you're right. Heave the Jobian sigh, Kai. It is going to be a race for the bottom on this in outlet malls, especially as they keep building and proliferating.
Does the consumer eventually come out ahead? We do, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I mean, we're tired, right, because we have too much choice.
Right.
And we're hunting and
sweaty
and gathering.
And we've got elbows and all this stuff, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, we need lots of carbohydrates to hunt and gather, but we're going to feel satisfied and we're going to get lots of bargains.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.